pandemic, however, has changed a lot of things for you guys and girls over there. How has your team, you and your team, and Fire Chief Gord handled this pandemic so far?
Well, in regards to kind of our fire response and calls, I feel the team handled it well. We've got a great buy-in from all the firefighters on wearing PPE, keeping distance, even when you're doing physical activity. So that's been great for everybody. And our PPE stock has been great as well. The town's done a good job of keeping that up, so we haven't had any troubles there. So in regards to our fire response, it's been great.
And what has been the biggest change for you and your team over the last year or so?
The biggest thing that I've noticed is that with everybody having to, on the stay-at-home orders and with the pandemic, is you're seeing everybody less on a day-to-day basis. That means less camaraderie, which is a big thing for us, especially in a volunteer service. The team aspect is how we work. So seeing everybody less just affects everybody a little bit more, especially when mental health is such a big thing at this time. We're seeing the public less. We're having less interactions at community events or station tours or school visits. So that's another big thing that really affects us mentally. And the fire prevention with the restrictions has been a little bit less with not being able to go indoors as much. So we've had to work around that, but we've been able to manage, and hopefully we can get through it all and come out better on the other end.
And what has been some of the biggest challenges that your team has faced? I know that you people have to go through a lot over there, and you guys seem to handle it very well.
Yeah, so the largest challenge so far has been training. Being able to do training, quality training, and meet all the requirements has been difficult. We focused on keeping up on our required certifications, like say medical and things like that you need to have. And then being able to do other training, whether it be in class or hands-on, has been difficult. We've had to miss some time with the stay-at-home orders, that we've avoided training during those, and we've had delays on our latest recruit class that we've been trying to get going to bring our numbers up staffing-wise. So that's been the biggest challenge, is to being able to do the nice-to-haves and the training that we want to do in a safe manner.
When this pandemic is behind us, how do you think things will go moving forward after that?
Well, once we're allowed to do a little bit more in regards to training, that'll just bring morale back up. It's not that morale's down. Everybody's kind of in a bit of a lull with the pandemic, whether it be at home or here at the station. But once we can kind of get through this and be able to get back to seeing each other and back to doing training, I find that morale will get a big boost. We're going to get a few more numbers with some more recruits coming in, and it's going to be great. Get back into the community, see some more faces again, and I'm just really looking forward to it.